We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Out there on the lot, they got lots of goals at Landers, but their number one goal is simple, and that is to ensure their customers are totally satisfied. So get down there and let them show you how they make it happen. Go visit them, Goodman Road in South Haven, or on the web, LandersMemphis.com. Landers Auto Sales. If it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
Hey, look at there. We had a winner this weekend. You could be a winner right now of $1,000. You can text the word Penny, P-E-N-N-Y, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Text Penny, P-E-N-N-Y. Pretty easy to remember if you think about it. Text Penny, P-E-N-N-Y, to 72881. Within the next hour, for your chance to win $1,000, you could win it. Next code coming your way at 5 o'clock. This hour's code word is Penny.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
I'm speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Brad Carson producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles, no disruption.
Her daddy lost most everything on horse, whiskey, and wedding.
And I hope you're part of the 90% that voted in the 92.9 ESPN Twitter poll that wanted the Grizzlies to use the second pick on John Morant, because there's a report from Jonathan Givony from ESPN.com that says the Grizzlies are telling people they have settled on John Morant and plan to execute the second pick by mentioning his name. Meantime, Zion Williamson's stepfather says, we're cool with New Orleans. We're not going back to Duke, so maybe that silly story is completely dead now. Get into both those things momentarily. First, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 420, John Martin's going to join me. He's my little buddy, co-host Jason and John. Weekdays from 11 to 2. He covers the University of Memphis for The Athletic. Used to be with Cookie, upgraded to Sam. He's going to join me in about 20 minutes. I'll ask him a bunch of University of Memphis basketball questions, probably. When I finish that segment, I'll do four notable stories, 444, at which point I'm going to discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, the Bucks went down big last night, came back, beat the Raptors to go up 1-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. We'll get into that around 4:44. Game 2, Western Conference Finals is tonight. Warriors-Blazers inside Oracle. Steph going to go big again. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. DeSoto Central High graduate Austin Riley had an incredible big league debut last night. Blasted a 438-foot homer, led the Braves to win over the Cardinals. Talk about that. Just before 5 o'clock, and Tiger Woods was all over the place this morning, shot two over first round of the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black. We'll get into that during four notable stories, 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Coggins, just like always, then I will eventually do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the quick rundown. Got a lot to get to, but I wanted to start with the NBA draft because there are two significant bits of information connected to the draft that came out in the past 24 hours. One is Zion Williamson's stepfather confirmed on radio this morning that no, Zion is not going back to Duke. They haven't even considered that. He's going to remain in the draft. He will be selected by New Orleans. He'll play in New Orleans. So that should end that. And the other interesting thing that happened in the past 24 hours, like I said, is ESPN's Jonathan Givony reported that the Grizzlies have let it be known that they're taking John Morant with the second pick, or at the very least, that's what they plan to do with the second pick. So let's take those stories one by one, starting with the Zion non-story. Weird deal yesterday because I actually saw Brian Windhorst on The Jump with Rachel Nichols and Richard Jefferson discussing this yesterday. He just sort of threw it out there. Like, you realize Zion Williamson hasn't signed with an agent, and you realize the deadline to withdraw from the draft isn't until later this month. So if Zion Williamson doesn't want to play in New Orleans, he could let it be known that he'll just go back to Duke. And I listened to it, and I was like, well, that's technically true, but, like, he's not doing that, so not going to put that in four notable stories at 444. And Colin Cowherd had also brought this up yesterday on his show, that Zion should throw his weight around and maybe threaten to go back to Duke. And even then, I was like, okay, they're both saying like something that can technically happen, but it's not going to happen. So like, this isn't worth even discussing. And then by the time I get off the air yesterday, it's like trending on Twitter, Zion Williamson back to Duke. Is Zion Williamson going back to Duke? I got text messages from two different friends who are basketball fans, and they were like, is Zion Williamson going back to Duke? And I said, no, Zion Williamson is not going back to Duke. But this had become such a thing that people were discussing it like it was a real thing. So I jumped on Twitter last night, and I just sort of I wrote something along the lines of, the thing you need to remember when discussing the fact that Zion Williamson could return to Duke is that it makes absolutely no sense for Zion Williamson to return to Duke for a variety of reasons. A, be leaving a lot of money on the table. B, it would put him a year behind schedule of getting to that second contract, which is where you really cash in. And then C, he has no control over the lottery next year either. So the ping pong balls bounce this year the way they bounce. New Orleans comes up. You go, ooh, I'd rather been in New York. I don't want to go to New Orleans. I'll just go back to college. And then what? Watch ping pong balls bounce again? And then what happens? The Pelicans win it again? Like, you have no control over that. So it was always, and still is today, technically true that Zion Williamson could withdraw from the NBA draft and go back to college. But there was never even one good reason for him to do that. It was just people yesterday, two different reputable sports voices, saying, you know, sort of presenting this as something that's possible, but they were also suggesting it's somewhat realistic. I guess where I would disagree is that, yes, it's possible, but it's totally unrealistic. For instance, let me explain to you something else that's possible. You know, Kevin Durant could sign with the Grizzlies this summer. I mean, he technically could.
Technically could, right.
Just like Zion Williamson could technically go back to Duke, Kevin Durant could technically sign with the Memphis Grizzlies this summer.
Right.
But I ain't going to do a whole show trying to explain to you how exactly Kevin Durant could sign with the Grizzlies this summer, because guess what? He ain't signing with the Grizzlies this summer. You want to know why? It would make no sense for Kevin Durant to sign with the Grizzlies this summer. Similarly, it would make no sense for Zion Williamson to go back to Duke. Like, none. No sense
none.
Whatsoever. And I will give Richard Jefferson credit. When Brian Windhorst was talking about this yesterday, Richard, in a somewhat funny way, was like sort of looking right into the camera while Brian was talking. Usually when you're on television at a desk, the person, whoever's talking, you look at that person. Right. You give them your attention. It just visually it looks right on camera. And instead of that, Richard was looking into the camera, not at Brian, and just shaking his head back and forth. No. As Brian was explaining, you know, he doesn't have an agent, and the deadline's not there, and he could you know, tell New Orleans, like, if you're planning on drafting me, I'm going to go back to Duke. So, like, don't draft me. And Richard's just shaking his head no the whole time. And Richard finally acknowledged, yes, what you're saying is true, but it does not matter. He's not going back to Duke. And also, even if what Colin Cowherd suggested yesterday, like, actually came to fruition, like, Colin's thing was, you know, we've seen John Elway, Eli Manning, Steve Francis once upon a time, you know, all sort of throw their weight around. Like, you can draft me, Kobe Bryant, famously. You can draft me if you want to, but I won't play for you. And it has been an effective way to create leverage in certain cases. Simply put, it would not work here. And here's why. Nobody would believe you're going back to Duke. Like, you're really about to sign a $100 million shoe deal. You're not going to go back to Duke and push that off of you. So nobody would actually believe you. Oh, I'll go back to Duke. No, you won't. No, you won't. That's a lie. The only other thing you could say if you're Zion Williamson is, New Orleans, if you select me, I won't play for you. I'll go overseas. I'll do something else. At which point, let me tell you what New Orleans would have said. Well, we'll deal with that if we have to deal with that.
Okay.
We are going to select you number one. You will be the first pick in this draft. Well, I won't play for you. Then you won't play in the NBA. At some point, you know, you trying to create leverage is only going to damage yourself. Like, if you're New Orleans, what you would do, and what they will do, is you take Zion Williamson, whether he wants to be there or not. And his stepfather this morning, I think, made it pretty clear on radio, maybe New Orleans isn't where we planned on being, because they only had a 6% chance of
winning the lottery. We didn't think about being in New Orleans any more than we thought about being in Memphis. We were thinking about being in Phoenix or Cleveland or New York or one of the franchises that actually had the better odds to land the number one pick. But now that we've thought about New Orleans, like, it's fine. And keep in mind, like, Zion is from small-town South Carolina who went to school in small-town North Carolina. New Orleans will be the most extravagant place he's ever lived. This, we're not talking about somebody coming from L.A. or New York or Chicago having to move to New Orleans and thinking of it as a small market. New Orleans will be the largest market Zion's ever played in. And this is a league where Giannis is in Milwaukee. I bet you when Giannis was coming to America, he never dreamed of playing in Milwaukee. Same way I'm sure Tim Duncan never dreamed of playing in San Antonio. Same way I'm sure Russell Westbrook from California and UCLA ever dreamed of playing in Oklahoma City. But those franchises still take those players. And then what you do is exactly what New Orleans is going to do with Zion Williamson. We're going to get you here. We're going to make this your home. We got 5 years to make this your home, to surround you with people you like, to surround you with people you believe in, to create an environment you don't want to walk away from when you actually have an opportunity to walk away. Now, whether they can do that, I don't know. But Oklahoma City has done that for Russell Westbrook. San Antonio did it for Tim Duncan. It has been done. You know, Oakland, Golden State, they've done it for Steph. It is possible for you to create a place. You know, the Grizzlies kept Marc Gasol. The Grizzlies kept Mike Conley. Both of them had options to play in bigger markets. You create a place for somebody that maybe they never imagined living there. But then you create this place for them once you get them there, and it feels like home. And they go, yeah, I guess when I was 18, I did sort of dream about playing in New York or L.A., but now why would I mess with this? Why do you mess with happiness? Let's just leave well enough alone. And that'll be the goal in New Orleans. It'll be easier to achieve because it does now look like we're not going to have any obstacles on the front end. It's not like Zion's not threatening to go back to Duke. He's not threatening to not play in New Orleans. So it'll be easier. That should be goal number one in New Orleans. Let's get him here. Let's give him everything he needs to be successful. Let's surround him with people he can believe in and trust. And then when we do reach a point where it's up to him, you know, we won't have control forever. When we reach the point where it's up to him whether to stay or go, even if he never envisioned playing a game in New Orleans, over the next 5 years, we're going to spend every day trying to turn this into a place he'll never leave. I was on radio earlier today, I think in Charlotte. They asked me, what do you think happens with Zion Williamson? It's pretty simple. He's going to be selected by New Orleans, and then he's going to play for the Pelicans for several years. And then we'll see. As for the other story from last night, the one about the Grizzlies seemingly settling on Ja Morant at number two, that's good news, I guess, because Ja Morant is the player I want the Grizzlies to select. Ja Morant does seem to be the player most Grizzlies fans want the Grizzlies to select. This would be a much more troubling story if it was like ESPN sources have told Jonathan Givony that the Grizzlies have settled on Bol Bol at number two. It'd be like, whoa. How'd you settle on Bol Bol at number two? But the Grizzlies settling on the person most people think should go number two is not a bad thing. If you missed the report last night, here's the way it reads. The Memphis Grizzlies have told interested parties in Chicago, where the NBA draft combine is underway, that they intend to select Murray State guard Ja Morant with the number two pick next month, provided the New Orleans Pelicans take Duke's Zion Williamson first overall, sources told ESPN. Sources said members of the Grizzlies front office and ownership group already have let their intentions be known. Morant is expected to usher in a new era at point guard for the Grizzlies, who selected Mike Conley with the number four pick in 2007 and saw him develop into a borderline all-star. Conley has 2 years remaining on a five-year, $140 million contract, but he won't be difficult to move for positive value considering his productivity and the fact that he is still only 31 years old. Playing Conley and Morant together in a smaller backcourt until a suitable deal is found is a possibility the Grizzlies might explore to help ease the rookie's transition to the NBA. So, if you are to believe that report, And you want the Grizzlies to end up with Ja Morant. Well, congratulations. That is the way it seems to be heading. As for what to do with Mike Conley, that seems to suggest if they can get a deal done this offseason, they're happy to do it. If they can't, they'll just let Mike Conley hang out with Ja Morant until at least the trade deadline, and then they'll figure out what they need to figure out. All of that makes sense to me. The only thing that I would say about it is that even though the report has them settling on the guy I want them to settle on, it does sort of run counter to the way Zach Kleiman and Jason Wessler have talked about doing things, going through a process. Just think of the coaching search right now. I'm sure when they launched it, they had an idea about some people they might be interested in. Or maybe even just a person that, ooh, if we could get this person to take our job, we'd like to get this person to take our job. But they're still talking to all sorts of different people. Publicly, it's been reported at least three people, and I imagine it's more than that. And, you know, we had Jason Wexler, president of the Grizzlies, on yesterday, and he said, you know, we're not operating on a timetable. We're in no rush. We'll have a coach when we have a coach. And to me, that makes complete sense. Talk to every possible candidate, and maybe what you thought on the front end won't be the same thing you think on the back end. If it is true that they've already settled on Ja Morant or are already leaning that direction or already informing parties, I should say, that that's what they intend to do, it doesn't line up with the way they're handling their coaching search. Like, I don't know if you'd be able to get R.J. Barrett in here and DeAndre Hunter in here, but if I were the Grizzlies, I would want to get DeAndre Hunter in here. I'd want to get R.J. Barrett in here. I'd want to get maybe Darius Garland in here, maybe Jarrett Culver in here, like four or five guys, like just get them in the gym, sit down with them. You might learn something about somebody that you don't like. You might learn something about somebody that you absolutely love. You know, I know it's different sports, but my understanding is with the Cleveland Browns taking Baker Mayfield a couple years ago, they weren't sold on that until they met him. When they met him, they were like, okay. When they talked to his teammates at Oklahoma, that's what turned them in that direction. And so, again, if the report is true that basically 24 hours after the lottery, they're already letting people know we are headed the Ja Morant direction, fine with me. That's who I would take, because I had Matt McMahon, the Murray State coach, on yesterday, and I asked him about, you know, what do you see down the road for Ja Morant? Exactly what kind of pro do you envision him becoming? I thought the answer was incredibly encouraging.
Oh, he's a superstar. He doesn't need me going around hyping him up. I think his play will support all that. But, Gary, he's a longtime all-star in the NBA. He's a guy you want to build your franchise around. He's a guy you want making an impact on your community. He's the absolute total package as a player and just as importantly as a man and a leader for what he's going to mean to whichever franchise is fortunate enough to draft him. He's the absolute best of the best.
I've heard coaches answer similar questions in a variety of ways, but they're usually a little more tempered than that. You know, I think if you asked Mike Krzyzewski about Zion Williamson right now, he'd say, I never coached anybody like him. He's a special talent. You know, there are still things he's going to have to do, but, yeah, I could envision him being, you know, something really special. They always qualify it, though, or they usually qualify it. Matt McMahon didn't qualify anything.
Right.
Superstar. He's going to be a superstar. He's going to be an all-star in the league for a long time. That's not just a coach pumping up his player. That's a man saying what he genuinely believes. That's the man who recruited him and coached him for the past 2 years. Remember, after Ja Morant's freshman season, people were not talking about him as a two-year college player, first-round NBA draft pick. He was not perceived that way. But when I talked to Matt McMahon yesterday, I said, did you see this coming? And maybe not number two in the draft coming, but he said in April after Ja's freshman year, I told him next season is going to be the last season I ever coach you. So he did see this. And what he sees now is, or at least he saw it to some level. And what he sees now is superstar in the NBA. That is who I want the Grizzlies to take. But I'd like them to talk to everybody else. I'd like them to, not to suggest they're not being thorough. Perhaps they got a lot of their work done on the front end. But I'd still want to work out R.J. Barrett. Bring him in. Still work out DeAndre Hunter. Bring him in. Go through all of the options as thoroughly as you can and then settle on Ja Morant. But either way, we're splitting hairs a little bit. that's a good report, as far as I'm concerned. The Grizzlies are going to draft the guy I and most others think they ought to draft. It's better than it is some other years. So I'll take it. John Martin's up next.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mark Giannotto, lead columnist from the Commercial Appeal.
I like you enough that I'm willing to get a vote 2 hours a day.
And 92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright.
Monday through Fridays, 2 to 4. Keep that kind of clear.
Giannotto and Jeffrey starts Monday on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up. I'm about to tell you how you can get your hands on some free promo cash from the Fitz. I'll explain it real slowly, because I don't want you to miss anything. Ready? Step one, sign up. Step two, get free promo cash instantly. Wait, that's it? New members who sign up for a Key Rewards card or reactivate their existing account receive promo cash instantly? Man, the Fitz ain't fooling around. That is easy. Oh, and if you want more promo cash, you can get more. Anywhere from $5 to $1,000. Just earn points playing slots. You know, I thought it would take longer to explain this, so we got a lot more time left in this spot. What the heck? I guess I'll say it again. Sign up for a Fitz Key Rewards card or reactivate your existing one and get free promo cash instantly. That's right. I just dropped the mic. Get instant free promo cash at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
See Cashier Players Club for details. Reactivation is for 12-month inactive members. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
The sun is shining, you've got a full tank of gas, a restless group of friends, and zero plans for the weekend. You know what that means. Road trip. Only problem is, you forgot to deposit your paycheck. You could start your road trip with a bank trip. Nothing wrong with going the classic route. But why not use Regions Mobile Deposit to make a deposit right into your account? For a small fee, you can get immediate availability when you open your Regions Mobile app, select checking, savings, or money market, snap some pictures, click a button or two, and done. Plus, the Regions Mobile app now has fingerprint recognition, not to mention plenty of other ways to bank on the go. So if your idea of a spontaneous road trip doesn't include a bank trip, Regions has you covered. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Visit regions.com/mobile deposit for terms and details. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
With our people, tech, and tools, Regions Bank makes life easier. Regions, member FDIC.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever, and forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Why? Because you are us. You are me. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us because we care. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, for the people.
Beer lovers, listen up. Your Memphis Zoo is back Friday, May 24th with Zoo Brew. Sample over 100 beers smack dab in the middle of the zoo. Lions, tigers, bears, and beers. Friday, May 24th, starting at 7 p.m. Tickets start at just $45. Available online at memphiszoo.org, as well as the Memphis Zoo box office. Zoo Brew is brought to you by Southland Casino Racing.
Let me tell you about Octavius Nixon. He grew up in Memphis and graduated from Binghamton Christian Academy. Then he decided he wanted to start a construction company. While Octavius will tell you that as a 20-something-year-old African-American, it wasn't easy to find the credit he needed. Then he met a man named Tim Martin, one of the commercial bankers at Triumph Bank. Tim didn't try to find reasons to deny Octavius a loan. He tried to find reasons to say yes. Octavius Nixon and the team from Triumph Bank sat around a table and studied his business plan. They tweaked what needed to be tweaked. It wasn't just a transactional relationship. relationship. It was more of a personal consulting relationship. And sure enough, Triumph Bank was able to provide Octavius with the financing needed to buy a building and the line of credit he needed to make some hires. And right now, Nixon General Contractors is working on a project down by the riverfront. That's the kind of story that the people at Triumph Bank like best. It's a bank that's powerful enough to do everything the giant national banks do, but small enough to treat you like you want to be treated. So stop in and see the folks at Triumph Bank. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
If you own a pair of Skechers, this ad is not for you, because you already know they're the most comfortable shoes on the planet. This ad is for those who've never tried Skechers, for the few who have never experienced the otherworldly comfort of Skechers air-cooled memory foam, never floated across the ground on comfort pods, or experienced Skechers seamless knits. You're missing out. That's like never petting a puppy. So we've made this ad for you, in hopes of showing you the light. Skechers. Live comfortably. Available at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face. And there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere. Your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Wave or phase, because all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you made. They tweet about the length I made them wait. What the you expect when it got a cape and he's great. Ovens full of cakes that he bakes.
Eastern Conference Finals last night, Western Conference Finals tonight. A big night last night, Major League debut for DeSoto Central High graduate. Get into all of that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins, a little after 5 o'clock. But right now, he's my little buddy, co-host Jason and John. Covers the University of Memphis for the Athletic. It's Cookie's ex-boyfriend, John Martin, making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey there, little buddy. How you doing?
What up, GP?
Now, usually on this station, we have at least one person who is going to run counter to everybody else. Like last year when I was screaming Marvin Bagley, I don't think everybody was screaming Marvin Bagley. And when I was screaming Trae Young, I don't think everybody was screaming Trae Young. But it feels like everybody's screaming Ja Morant. You are also on the Ja Morant train, correct?
Yeah, I think you're an idiot if you're not. To be honest.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think you're an idiot. I think you're a complete jackass if you're not.
I think you could make a reasonable argument for R.J. Barrett.
I got time for that. R.J. Barrett ain't no face of a franchise. I don't see it.
RJ,
I don't think he ever will be.
R.J. Barrett, for about a 4 or 5 year span, up until the moment Zion Williamson started playing at Duke, was widely considered to be the best prospect in the world his age. Then he went to Duke, scored 860 points, more than any freshman in ACC history, and was a consensus first-team All-American. And you can't even listen to an argument about him?
I don't want to.
I don't
have a lot of interest in it.
I would take Ja Morant over R.J. Barrett, but I do think R.J. Barrett,
I don't think anybody would take R.J. Barrett over Ja Morant unless they had already an all-star point guard.
So you think he's the automatic number three then, GP?
I think you would have a hard time making an intelligent argument that doesn't have Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, and R.J. Barrett coming off the board 1, 2, 3. And we can argue over who could be 2 or 3, but those three players should probably come off the board 1, 2, 3. Will you at least acknowledge that R.J. Barrett can go in the top three?
Oh, R.J. Barrett's going to go in the top three. Yeah, he's going to the top three. He's going to the Knicks. R.J. Barrett could be a good player in the NBA. I think he's going to be a prolific scorer. I just think maybe in 5 years I'll be proven wrong on this. Maybe we'll look back and I'll be wrong on this. But when I look at John Morant,
I don't ever remember you being wrong before.
I agree. It would be stunning. It would be a stunning development. However, it's possible. And I look at John Morant. I look at R.J. Barrett and I see a good NBA player, a guy who's going to be able to score from all levels, though his jumper's going to have to get better. But obviously set a record in the ACC, going to be able to score. That's not going to be a problem. So he'll make lots of money in the NBA. When I look at Ja, though, I see a star. I see a franchise-changing guard. I see a guy who is just that perfect modern-day NBA point guard, which, frankly, the Grizzlies need. You pair him with a dynamic personality and very good young piece. It is Jaren Jackson Jr. And to me, you automatically have one of the most exciting, young, dynamic nuclei, because that's how you have to say it, in the NBA. I think Ja Morant, in a way that RJ is not, is a star. Like, Ja Morant is going to be dunking on people. He makes everybody around him better. Obviously, he had a triple-double in the first-round matchup against Marquette, against a really good guard, by the way, in Marcus Howard. And he's the only player in college basketball history that's ever averaged 20 and 10. If that's not enough for you, I don't know what is.
It is absolutely enough for me. The only point I've made in defense of R.J. Barrett is that I think he has been discounted to a degree that makes no sense to me. Like, I was listening to Jeffrey yesterday, and I said this yesterday, and I didn't say the guy's name. It's because I don't remember his name. I apologize. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. But he had a guest on discussing the NBA, and I'm sure the guy is great at it. But at one point he said, you know, I think R.J. Barrett, you know, can be a better pro than he was a college player. And I don't think that that guy is the only person to say that. There is this weird perception that R.J. Barrett wasn't a great college player when he was, like, an amazing college player. He just wasn't. He wasn't Zion Williamson. But he was maybe, I mean, I said this back during the season, and I'm not sure it's true, but I think I could definitely make the argument for it. R.J. Barrett might have been the second best player in college last year.
Like, you don't think Ja was the second best player in college last year?
Well, like, you could make that argument too. Like, mm-hmm. The All-Americans, I think, were Ja Morant, Zion Williamson, R.J. Barrett, Jarrett Culver, and maybe like Marcus Howard, right? Like,
yeah.
Right.
My point is, like, R.J. Barrett was one of the best players in the country.
Yeah.
Like, the idea that he was disappointing is just crazy.
The shooting percentage, maybe?
He was not efficient. He was not an efficient basketball player. But when Zion—
He was good when Zion went down. He was actually really good when Zion went down.
He was awesome when Zion went down. And, and so, listen, again, if Zion's off the board and I'm picking two, I'm picking Ja Morant. But the idea that it's a no-brainer, I think the only no-brainer in this draft is Zion Williamson goes number one. I don't think anything else is a no-brainer. I lean toward Ja Morant, but I don't think it's a no-brainer, and I don't think it's crazy.
Let me add, there's another layer to it, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's another layer to it, and that layer is Mike Conley. And that layer is, you know, as a franchise, that you are on the precipice and on the cusp of being bad for many years to come. You're going to be rebuilding. That's staring you down in the face. So how do you prepare for that? Well, you've got one real asset on your roster right now. You've got one real, like, a guy that you would consider trading that's an asset, and that is Mike Conley. And you draft Ja Morant, that gives you the freedom and the flexibility, again, to freely trade him. And, by the way, like, his value is pretty good. Like, you'll probably be able to get a decent first-round pick and a decent young-ish player, and that will set you up with Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., a first-round pick, because you owe one to Boston at some point, so you sort of recoup a first-round pick, and you're adding some young player to be named. Now all of a sudden you look up, and your situation is pretty good. Like, you're actually – you don't have to be the Kings. You don't have to be wandering around in the abyss for 15 years. You can actually set yourself up with a pretty damn nice lineup sort of centered around Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr., and we'll see what happens in the 2020 draft. So – that's the other part of it that I think just makes it really simple for the Grizzlies. You can draft a point guard, trade the all-star caliber point guard you have now, get some value for it, and then be in great position to go through these next few years.
I agree with the conclusion you reach. I disagree with how you got there, and here's why. If you think R.J. Barrett is a better long-term prospect than Ja Morant, and I don't, but my point is this. If you do, you don't let anything else you just said come into play. Like, the goal when you're picking second in a draft is not to get your point guard of the future. It's not to get a high-level scorer. It's not to get a franchise center. The goal is always to get the best player available.
Right.
Who, like, it does not matter to me. People ask, like, all the time. I was on radio earlier today doing a bunch of draft stuff, and they were like, well, you know, if you need a point guard at three, you don't need a point guard at three. You need the best player available at three. I've never, ever heard a general manager say, you know what? The guy we drafted's amazing, but I wish he played another position. You never hear that. And you also never hear this. You know what? These two players we got are both awesome, but they're similar, and that's an issue. The key in the NBA is to have as many great players as possible. Right now, the Grizzlies, I think, have one, Jaren Jackson Jr. And I mean, for the future. I'm not using Mike Conley as part of the future. I think they've got one. After this draft, they need to have two. And I don't care whether that's a wing or a point guard or anything else. You just got to make sure when this draft's over, you've got two awesome young players.
Yeah, and listen, I think it actually coincides with they happen to believe that Ja Morant is the second best player in this draft.
I agree with them.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying. But I just think in this case, it just happens to line up. The stars align. You can, it's all going to work out. And so that's why I just think, it's going to be great. I think Ja's a star. I really do. I think he's a marketable guy. I think in a way that the Grizzlies have not had. He's an elite athlete. I think we're entering, this ain't Wade Baldwin either. This guy is, again, the only college basketball player in history to average 20 and 10 in a season. So, I think this guy will produce, and I think he'll be a multiple-time All-Star. I really do, as long as the Grizzlies take care of business around him. So, I think passing that up would be a huge, huge mistake, and obviously they won't.
I don't think they will, and I don't think they should. And I'm with you. I think he's got a chance to be a star. All I'm ever saying is that if we look up in 5 years and R.J. Barrett is the star, we go, well, that guy was the best player his age forever and then went to Duke and scored more points than anybody. Why did anybody ever question whether R.J. Barrett was going to be awesome? That's all I'm saying. It's not crazy to think R.J. Barrett could end up being either also a star or the bigger star, but you don't know any of that in advance 100%.
Right.
You just take the player you think's best equipped to do it, and if they believe it's Ja Morant, that's who they should take. It is also what I believe as well. I'm talking to John Marty. He's my little buddy, co-host Jason and John. Let's switch gears. You going to get this Precious Achiuwa thing locked up or what? I figured you'd have this knocked out by now.
No, it took a little bit longer than I thought. The signing period is over. But I think it's coming. And again, I don't want to get myself into trouble here because these decisions, these timetables change so often. Rajon Tucker told me on Friday night, I texted him. I'm like, hey, man. When's your decision coming? Are you making a decision this weekend, or is it going to go into next week? This is on a Friday night. He goes, it's going to come next week. It's going to go into next week. I said, cool, man, appreciate it. So, I tweet Saturday morning. Rajon Tucker told me last night that he's going to announce next week. And then 5 o'clock Saturday, he announces his commitment to Memphis. So these things can and do often change, but I think it's coming tomorrow. I think tomorrow Precious will announce his decision, and I've been pretty consistent the whole way through. Unless something changes at the 11th hour, I believe he's going to announce for Memphis. Yeah. I think they've done a really good job, recruiting him and making him feel comfortable. And he represents the second potential future lottery pick in this class, and that would be unprecedented for Memphis.
You're not gonna catch me. I'm not gonna catch you flipping your crystal ball prediction late tonight or something, am I?
I mean, I can't make any promises. This is a particular young man who is very close to the vest. You're just not getting any reads from him. But as of right now, I don't anticipate, changing my pick. So I'm going to stick with Memphis.
All right. You heard it there. Precious Achiuwa will be a Memphis Tiger by tomorrow. John Martin promised.
Yeah.
You mentioned Rajon Tucker. He has made it clear that he would prefer to be a professional basketball player if possible.
Yeah.
He's not at the combine. That suggests he's not getting drafted. Does he have real, what does he need to hear to withdraw from the draft by the time the deadline to withdraw from the draft?
Well, here's what's interesting about Rajon Tucker. When you talk, I talk to multiple NBA people about him, and I get two different answers. One hand, I hear, he is exactly the kind of guy who can just, really wow you in a workout. And then I hear, no chance, he's definitely pulling his name out. What is interesting about him, though, is what if he doesn't get drafted, but he gets a promise of a two-way deal? If some team says, we're gonna sign you to a two-way deal, we're not going to draft you, but we're going to bring you in on a two-way deal, we're going to bring you in, on our G League team or our summer league team or whatever. And like that's income. I don't know how much it is. Like it could be a lot. Like it could be, you know, 80,000, 100,000, whatever.
It can be real money.
Yeah, like it could be real. I don't know Rajon Tucker's situation. Like even if it's a G League contract, like that's $30,000, something like that. You know, around that, around, I don't know exactly the number, but it's around something like that, which is more than he's going to make in Memphis next year. Now, the argument would be, okay, you're not getting drafted this year. You didn't get invited to the NBA draft combine, and you've played on a small stage where probably not a lot of people are watching you play. You've got a chance next season at Memphis to play alongside the number one pick projected right now in the 2020 NBA draft. And, oh, by the way, you probably will be the leading scorer on that team. Like, you're going to get that. You're going to get that kind of opportunity because you're the only person on the roster, you know, who's done it at that level in Division One. So you're going to have that chance, and you're going to play a national schedule. People are going to be watching you. NBA scouts are going to basically live in Memphis. You know, why not take one more shot at it, improve your draft stock as much as you possibly can, and then listen, worst-case scenario is you get a two-way next year, you know, after you're done. At least you took the chance. So I ultimately think he comes back based on that, based on just the sheer opportunity of being on a good team with multiple lottery picks. But – you know, you never know. I mean, crazier things have happened. So I think that's that decision is going to have a pretty huge bearing, frankly, on what they do next season because he's an experienced scorer and he's the only one they have. You know, Tyler Harris was a freshman last year, still an underclassman. You know, I think that represents a lot for Memphis. And if he chose to stay in the draft, I think it'd be a blow for Memphis.
Oh, I think it would be a massive blow for Memphis. I mean, he projects as a starter and somebody who's probably going to be a top two or three scorer on the roster,
yeah.
Even if you've got multiple top 10 picks on the roster. Like, that would be the equivalent, him deciding to just start his professional career in whatever form. It would be the equivalent of you losing a starter because that's what they would be doing.
Right.
They'd still be good. They'd still be preseason top 25, but it'd be a big blow. And I would assume this. Clearly, he wants to get on with his professional career. Like, his mind's already there. If somebody promises him a two-way, I think he'll accept the two-way.
Oh, I mean, I think so, too. Like, it's just a matter of will it happen, you know? We talked to Jonathan Govoni on the show today, and Govoni raved about him, honestly. He said he didn't think he'd be drafted, but kind of compared him to Nick Young. Said he's a freight train in transition, you know? He's a freak athletically, you know? I mean, there's lots of two-ways to be had out there. Now, listen, it's not like, I don't know. I mean, if Rajon Tucker stays in the NBA draft, you've got the Tigers at 6. What are you going to drop him down to, like 15 or something like that?
You're
going to drop him 9 spots?
Well, I mean, if they get Precious Achiuwa but lose Rajon Tucker, is that what you're presenting?
Okay, yeah. So let's say they lose Rajon but add Precious. But you have them adding Precious in your projection, though.
Yeah, I would still probably keep them right around in the top 10, like 10, 11, okay. 12, somewhere in that range. But I do think it matters. And by the way, to put a number on it, a two-way contract can be worth more than $200,000.
Exactly. Like, and listen, yeah, you're gonna talk yourself into it. You're gonna be like, man, I'm gonna get called up. Like, I'm 100% gonna get called up.
Right. Like, if you believe you're gonna get the two-way contract, if you're told you're gonna get the two-way contract, you're gonna believe that you're gonna spend time in the NBA, and you probably will, like because of an injury or whatever.
Yep.
But the worst case scenario, if what I'm reading is accurate, and it's at Forbes.com, so I don't have any reason to think it's not. The very worst case scenario, if you sign a two-way deal, meaning you sign a two-way deal, but you do not spend a day on the NBA roster, it's still $77,000.
I mean, like you can't turn that down. Now, listen, that's a valuable contract, but I'm sure NBA teams aren't just handing it out. But you know, he's already worked out for several NBA teams. I get the sense that like they're going well. Like his workouts are going well. Obviously not well enough to get drafted, but you know, again, we're talking about a two-way here, so it'll be interesting. If he ends up staying, and we'll know May 29th, that's the deadline date, dropout date for potential NBA players to withdraw. I guess you just slide DJ Jeffries, or frankly, you could go Boogie Ellis, Tyler Harris, and Lester Quinones at the three, or you could put DJ at the three. Like, you still have lots of versatility and lots of options.
Sure. I would assume at that point your starters are Boogie Ellis, Lester Quinones, Precious Achiuwa, James Wiseman, and either DJ Jeffries or Tyler Harris.
I mean, okay, yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, like, when I think about, if Rajon stays, the battle at the two guard is going to be, you know, Lester or Tyler. If Rajon leaves, you know, I think that's probably still the case. Or, you know, I mean, they have a lot of options. They have a lot of options for sure. And I'll be interested to see how it plays out.
They'll be talented no matter what. That's John Martin. Yep. We'll be back in studio tomorrow at 11. You can follow him on Twitter at JohnMartin929. All right, tell Sam and Cookie I said what's up.
Yes, sir, you got it.
I'll see you later. When we come back, Eastern Conference Finals last night, Game 1. Western Conference Finals, Game 2 is tonight. Big time. Big league debut for Soto Central graduate last night. 438-foot homer against the Cardinals. We'll get into all of that, plus the PGA Championship next.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 5 p.m.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
It's late, and you accidentally like an old photo of your ex. You unlike it,
oh, no.
But it's no use.
No, no, no.
The internet is faster than your fingers. You couldn't save yourself from the agony of an unintentional ex-like,
oh.
But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Oh.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance. While the photo you liked, but actually hate, is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents in the award-winning Geico mobile app.
Nice.
It's funny how a misplaced tap could cause such anguish. Speaking of tapping, your local Geico agent could help you tap into more savings.
Ooh.
You couldn't save yourself from an unintentional ex-like, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and autopay. Offer ends 5/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to 8 hours.
Every time I drive, I see so many billboards for lawyers and law firms. And many don't even have a name, just a big phone number. And then in tiny words on the very bottom, they have the firm's name. And I always wonder, is their name small because they're a small firm? I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When you're injured, you're usually fighting against the other side's insurance company. GEICO, Allstate, State Farm. These are big companies that want to pay you as little as possible. But our army of over 400 lawyers and 2,000 case staff, the largest personal injury law firm in the world, has a history and track record of going up against them and winning. When you're injured, size does matter. And you can now reach us by dialing pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Pound law, that's all. It's so easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
Down home, a full meal deserves full flavor. Right now, feast on Church's spicy tenders with fries, biscuit, jalapeno pepper, and an apple pie. That's full belly bliss for just $5.
Church's, bringing that down home flavor.
Offer valid at participating locations.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say, like a mix of Master P and Rick Ross.
Jeff Calkins is your award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He'll be with me a little after 5 o'clock. We'll get back into the Grizzlies conversation. But right now, I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
Fun game last night. Game one, Eastern Conference Finals. The Raptors went up double digits in the first quarter, but then the Bucks rallied or the Raptors just stopped playing. Final score 108-100. So the Bucks are up 1-0. And really, nobody except Kawhi Leonard or Kyle Lowry played well for Toronto. Kawhi got 31 points, but it wasn't an efficient 31 points, and he was only 1 of 5 from three-point range. Kyle Lowry, 10 of 15 from the field, 7 of 9 from three-point range. He got 30 points. So he's been beaten up a little bit this postseason because he hasn't been that good, but he was great last night. But Danny Green, 1 of 5 from the field. Mark Gasol, remember him? He was 2 of 11 from the field. Giannis got 24 points of 14 rebounds, and Brooke Lopez made some big shots in the fourth quarter, finished with 29 points. But that series looks like it could go either way. I guess because Milwaukee's up 1-0 with home court advantage, you'd probably lean that way. But this feels like a seven-game series, whereas the Western Conference Finals, not so much.
Story number two.
Speaking of, we get game two Western Conference Finals tonight. This comes after the Warriors won a couple nights ago, 116-94. Steph got 36 points in that when he was 9 of 15 from the field. And this, I hesitate to use the word narrative, but this narrative that sort of developed is like, are the Warriors actually better without Kevin Durant? Because it was interesting reading all of the quotes after game one. They were like, the ball's really moving. Everybody's getting their touches. Everybody's getting their shots. It was like code for, yeah, Kevin's not eating up all the shots.
Right.
You know, they are different without Kevin Durant. You can argue, are they better with Kevin Durant? Like, that's a it's a nuanced conversation where there's probably not a simple answer, but they are different, and they seem to enjoy playing without Kevin Durant. We talked about it throughout the season. There was like one time after another where like Steve Kerr's just mad and Steph Curry's mad. Draymond's fighting and Kevin's pissed off about everything. Klay Thompson's upset about it. It was like they were just at one point it was like these guys have won back-to-back titles, three of the last four. They're winning still. They're going to be the one seed in the West, and yet they're just they don't seem happy. They don't look like they're having fun.
Yeah.
And I don't know that that falls on Kevin or that it trickles down from Kevin, but it is undeniable there were parts of that season where they did not look like they were having fun. And yet in game 6 against Houston, they looked like they were having a blast. Yeah. In game 1 against the Blazers, they looked like they were having a blast. And when you listen to the words afterward, like they're always careful to say, we miss Kevin. We can't wait for him to come back. But when they're just talking openly, candidly, they use all these words like how much fun it is and how great of a rhythm we got into and how the ball's moving. And it's all like clearly not directed at Kevin. And I don't even think designed to be a shot at Kevin.
Right.
But it's just like they're just talking like, yeah, we are. We're having fun. It feels like it used to feel before Kevin Durant was here. And then still, this is going to keep being bullet pointed everywhere. And I do think it's interesting to consider. They're now 31-4 without Kevin Durant when Steph Curry plays since Kevin Durant joined the Warriors. That is a higher winning percentage than they have with Kevin Durant and Steph Curry both in the lineup. And in games where Durant plays but Steph doesn't,
They're just 28-18 since Kevin Durant joined the Warriors. In other words, they've got a higher winning percentage with Steph and without Kevin than they do with Kevin and without Steph. And they've got a higher winning percentage with Steph and without Kevin than they do with Steph and with Kevin. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Steph Curry looks like MVP Steph Curry, honestly, since the moment Kevin Durant went down with that calf injury. And it, more than anything, suggests that with or without Kevin Durant, they're probably like the favorite to win another world championship. But when they lose Kevin Durant after this season, which most people suspect that they will, the idea that they're not going to be contenders again is just crazy. They're going to have cap space to use, and they're still going to have Steph Curry and presumably Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, and that looks like it's enough.
Story number three.
Big major league debut last night for Austin Riley, the DeSoto Central High School graduate. I talked about it yesterday at the beginning of Dinner to Go. He got called up. He's just 22 years old, drafted straight out of high school, 41st overall pick. He was committed to Mississippi State, signed with Mississippi State, I think. Then got like $1.6 million to join the Braves organization. You can spend a whole, like $1.6 million in DeSoto County goes a long way.
Yeah, I've heard.
So he decided to do that, and he's been just tearing up in the minor leagues. Ender Inciarte got hurt Tuesday night, and so they call Austin Riley up yesterday. He really didn't have any idea this was about to happen because the Braves are set in the outfield, and they are also set at third base, and he is, by design, a third baseman. They signed Josh Donaldson to a one-year deal, but a big one-year deal. So Josh Donaldson's playing third. Freddie Freeman is playing first. There just wasn't a place to put Austin Riley. But Inciarte goes down. So they bring Austin up. They put him sixth in the lineup, put him in left field, and he absolutely blasted a ball. Michael Wacha left a fastball up in the zone, and he just did to it what great hitters are supposed to do, which is destroy bad pitches.
Yeah.
Like, that's what great hitters do. They don't miss bad pitches. You leave a ball up in the zone against a home run hitting great hitter, which is what Austin Riley is. And, well, then you can watch it go 438 feet. Later in the game, he got another one to the warning track. And because this was being played in Atlanta, which ain't too far from South Haven, he had like 40 friends and family down there. So they got to experience that. I don't know if you watched the highlight, but it looked like his parents were maybe in the concourse.
Oh, yeah, I saw him at the game. Yeah, that looked
and,
good.
And I can't imagine what that feeling is like to watch your 22-year-old son hit a home run off of Michael Wacha against the St. Louis Cardinals the day that he got called up for the first time. And so now the question becomes, like, what will they do with him going forward if he continues to, you know, do in the major leagues what it is he's been doing in the minor leagues, which is show himself to be a real threat with the bat. They got so many good young players on that roster, from Ronald Acuna to Dansby Swanson. Like, I'm, as a Mets fan, I'm jealous of all the young talent the Braves have. But it looks like they could – use him anytime somebody might be hurt in the outfield or needs a day off. They can also use him to give days off at first base to Freddie Freeman, at third base to Josh Donaldson. And then, of course, he can just be a right-handed bat off your bench if you need him to be a right-handed bat off your bench. So hopefully he sticks with the big league club and continues to get an opportunity, because I don't like seeing the Braves have another awesome young bat in their lineup. But I do like watching young guys from the area succeed, and he's one of the best examples right now of a young guy from the area succeeding. Shouts to him. Congrats to him.
Story number four.
PGA Championship got underway earlier today. Brooks Koepka is your first-round leader. He's shot a 63, which I believe tied a course record, 7-under, one stroke ahead of Danny Lee, and then nobody else is better than 3-under. That's Tommy Fleetwood. So Koepka's got a one-shot lead over Danny Lee, four-shot lead over everybody except Danny Lee, and a five-stroke lead over everybody except Danny Lee and Tommy Fleetwood. So he is controlling. He played this morning with Tiger Woods. Tiger was all over the place, got to 3-over at one point, brought it back to 1-under, but then I think par bogey to close. So 3 bogeys in his final 4 holes, finishes at 2-under. It's not the disaster it looked like it was going to be early when he was just putting the ball all over the course, but still 2-over and 9 shots off the lead after one round. That's not where you want to be in the PGA Championship. This is, of course, being played in Bethpage, New York. So the course looks amazing and incredibly difficult, but PGA Championship underway. Brooks Koepka, your leader at this moment. Jeff Calkins up next.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey.
I like you enough that I'm willing to get a vote 2 hours a day.
This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, 92.9 FM ESPN. His
grandpa. You and me, we take care of our cars. But do you follow Fram's rule of threes? Three filters to do the job right. Oil and air filters for improved engine performance. Cabin air filter for the air inside your car. Some rules are made to be broken, but this one is golden. So if you don't see Fram, don't expect to get the job done right. One easy rule, three great filters. Fram, filter out the nonsense.
It's the Memorial Day sale at Mattress Firm. Enjoy one of the best mattress holidays with our best deals of the year. Get a king mattress for the price of a queen and a queen for the price of a twin. That means you can save up to $700 on beds throughout the store. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. That's up to a $699 value, free. Hurry in. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
If you run into Steve Kaufman at Oak Hall, he'll talk to you however you like about two things: baseball and clothes. He loves baseball because his 8-year-old son, Dylan, looks like he may be headed to the major leagues. He loves clothes because it's what he knows best. Kaufman started working in retail in high school at U.S. Mail. He started his own place downtown. You may remember it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.